Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly, the first time it's been held in Africa at the CTICC, and its astronomers are us. There are just so many astronomers here from all over the world, and I'm talking to Professor Phil Charles, who's retired. And he used to be the director of the South African Astronomical Observatory, which is that place in observatory with a dome. And he's done all kinds of things since he retired, and I'm going to find out what they are. So what happens to an astronomer when they officially retire, Phil?
Well, thank you, Ketchel. It's lovely to be back here in Cape Town. I've actually continued to come down here regularly after leaving. It was actually another 5 years before I retired from my UK university post. And I continued to have close ties with SALT and my colleagues there.
This is the Southern African Large Telescope, which is there in Sutherland. It's the big optical telescope there. I just thought I'd interject.
Absolutely. And it's working very well now. And shortly after I retired, in a project that was led by my old friend and colleague, Dave Buckley, we had the SALT Large Transients project. This was to look for objects that are completely unpredictable. And this now covers all kinds of things. For myself, always working on X-ray binaries involving black holes, neutron stars, and white dwarfs. It also includes active galactic nuclei with supermassive black holes. And most spectacularly, in 2017, David was part of a follow-up for the first gravitational wave event to have an electromagnetic, that means an optical, counterpart. It was seen in optical and X-rays, and this fits SALT so perfectly.
So what do you mean by a transient going off?
The gravitational wave event I was referring to, which went off on the 17th of August 2017, was picked up by this wonderful gravitational wave detector called LIGO in the United States. And this was caused by the merger of two neutron stars. They had been orbiting each other, and as they come closer and closer, the period gets shorter and shorter. They're moving faster and faster until at the end they're going round on timescales of seconds. They merge, and that merger creates this spike of gravitational waves, which the LIGO detector sees. Now, finding that is a challenge because they don't get an accurate location on the sky. By 2017, there was another one operating in Europe, and that picked up the signal as well and allowed it to be identified to a few degrees of the sky. Now, that's huge. If you're an amateur observer, you would know that. By then, we had people who were surveying that region with small telescopes. And they use reference images of the sky to subtract from their new ones to see, has something changed? Well, something had. And on the outskirts of an apparently innocuous galaxy was this new optical object. And that was the counterpart of this gravitational wave event. And the first telescope to get a spectrum of it was SALT.
So by the optical means something that you can see in with the human eye. So it's not in the radio part of the spectrum, but in the optical part of the spectrum. So now you can tell by all of this that Phil Charles you've not just sort of hung up your telescope and well, you're just gardening or playing golf or whatever people do when they retire.
I do play tennis. My wife would prefer me to do a bit more gardening. But no, I'm actually doing the things with SALT that I'd always wanted to do. And helping mentor students and postdocs here in South Africa and in Spain and the UK and in India, and helping advise them on these objects that we are finding.
And long may it continue, Phil. Thank you very much for telling the Fine Music Radio listeners what it is you've been up to since you retired and left Cape Town. It sounds like an awful lot. Thank you very much.
It's been a delight to be with you here today, Ketchel.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FM.